Welcome. Good morning. This is Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work for Sunday, April 27th, 2014. And apologies, there is no stream. If you were trying to listen online, now you just have to be a few blocks from this station and you might, and you will pick up the signal. And I want to give a shout out this morning to Berlin. And I heard this just yesterday that there were thousands in the streets saying no to fascists, no to neo-Nazism, no to targeting or stereotyping immigrants, which is going on across Europe, the attempt to make that happen. And we are past that, you fascists out there who are simply tools of those who rule. We're going to talk about that in this show. Who are the them and the us and them? And is there an us and them? Sisters and brothers, there's a scene near the beginning of Maxim Gorky's Mother in which Pavel's mother hesitatingly approaches him where he sits reading. He looks up at her inquiringly, and after hesitating again, she says, "I wanted to ask you what you're reading all the time," she said quietly. He closed the book. "Sit down, Mummy." His mother sat down heavily and straightened up, prepared to hear something very important. Pavel spoke without looking at her, in a low voice which for some reason was very stern. "I'm reading forbidden books. They're forbidden because they tell the truth about us working men. They're printed on the sly, in secret. And if they find me with them, they'll put me in jail. In jail because I want to know the truth. Do you understand?" Suddenly, she found it hard to breathe. Opening her eyes, she looked at her son and scarcely knew him. His voice was different, deeper and richer, and more vibrant. He plucked at his fine, soft mustache and gazed strangely off into the corner from under lowered brows. She was afraid for him and pitied him. "Why do you do that, Pasha?" she asked. He raised his head and looked at her. "Because I want to know the truth," he answered calmly and quietly. "And doesn't that disquiet, that burdened seeking, alone show, speak to us of what in our hearts we know? Our deep unhappiness under class. A lot of us have had similar moments as young people of knowing that there's more beneath the surface of things, beneath appearance than what we're told, a reality beneath the approved thoughts, which if we could discern, would unlock certain other things, help us become more conscious authors of our lives. But even further we should go and admit that social arrangements bent to keep truth hidden and suppressed by definition are even being able to consider, to think about alternatives, are totalitarian. This has been so for the story of class since its inception. And the suppression of even thinking that should show us how deep the totalitarian control goes. The logic of rule, the logic of class, is all we hear. This makes it totalitarian. If we can face that truth, then at least we're in a place where we can begin to choose. In the February 16th, 2014 show on Misdirecting Dissent, we said that power has learned that it must capture us at that moment, Pavel's moment, of truth-seeking, and send us off down fruitless paths. For those of us on the left, those paths bear the signs socialism or Marxism, paths which are now allowed by by power. Stamped approved for discourse because they can be turned over to scholars and rendered up as science. And why is science safe for power? Because it distances us from our lived experience, existence, our interconnections with all living things, our breathing, our earth as a living presence, our bodies, our reverence. That's the point of it. For all the rest that power claims results from it, we'd freely give regardless, and will, once coercion is past tense.